Tara, your weekly Bengali program on Planet FM. Every Saturday from 6:45 p.m. onwards, where we talk about news, culture, music and much more. To listen to Actara, you can tune into 104.6 Planet FM every Saturday, or you can stream online on planetaudio.org.nz/radioactara, bringing Bengalis together. Assalamualaikum সবাইকে আমি আপনাদের হার্দিক পাশাল স্বাগত জানাচ্ছি উইকলি রেডিও একতারার প্রোগ্রামে। আশা করি সবাই ভালো আছেন এবং সুস্থ আছেন। আজকে শোন নাম্বার হচ্ছে 89 এবং আজ তারিখ হচ্ছে 1/4/2023। রমজান মুবারক সবাইকে। আজকে যে প্রথম নাতটি বা নাসিরটি আমি প্লে করছি সেটার নাম হচ্ছে তালা আল বদ্র আলাইনা বাই হাফিজ নিজাম। চলুন শুনে আসি তার এই নাসিরটি যেটা সুন্দরভাবে গেয়েছেন। Here is Tala al-Badru alayna.
Tala al-Badru alayna min faniyat al-wada wajaba ash-shukru alayna mada'a lillahida mada'a lillahida. Thankfulness where the call is to Allah. Ayyuha al-mab'uthu feena jita bil amri al-muta jita sharrafta al-madina مرحبا يا خير ذا. طلع البدر علينا من فنيات الودا وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله ذا ما دعا لله ذا. Welcome, O caller to God's way. طلع البدر علينا من فنيات الودا وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا. طلع
শুনছিলাম আমরা হাফিজ মিজানের সুন্দর একটি নাসির যেটার নাম ছিল তালা আল বদ্র আলাইনা। নেক্সট ওনার আরেকটা নাসির আমরা শুনতে যাচ্ছি, সেটার নাম হচ্ছে আওলা ইয়াসাল্লি ওয়া সাল্লিম। চলুন শুনে আসি আর এই সুন্দর নাসিরটি।
حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته كلها من الأحوال مقتحمي
مولاي صلي
رسول الله نبي الله شفيع الله
على حبيبي
رسول الله نبي الله شفيع الله يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي
এতক্ষণ শুনছিলেন মাওলানা সাল্লি ওয়া সাল্লাম বাই হাফিজ নিজাম। নেক্সট ডে ওনার আরেকটি আমরা নাচ শুনতে যাচ্ছি, এটা হচ্ছে বাংলায় এবং সে নাচটির নাম হচ্ছে হে রাসুল। চলুন শুনে আসি মাওলানা হাফিজ নিজামের হে রাসুল নাচটি।
খুদারো পরশে যে নাম আরশে মধুসুধু মধুমত হে রসু বুঝি না আমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে কোন সুতোয় তুমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে কোন সুতোয় শর্ত বিহীন ছিলে চিরদিন তুমি ইনসাফের প্রতি কুল আলো মে শ্রেষ্ঠ নিয়ামত তুমি যে প্রাণের দি তুমি প্রিয়তম আমি নন্দন কুল মুসলিমের হৃদয়ের স্পন্দন তুমি বিনেশ সম্মান তাকিতে দেহে প্রাণ তোমারি সম্মান দেব না দেব না লুটাতে দুলয় হে রসু বুঝি না আমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে কোন সুতোয় তুমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে কোন সুতোয় জানি না গোপনে কেমন করে জানি না গোপনে কেমন করে হৃদয়ে ঘরেছ প্রেমের বুলয় হে রসু বুঝি না আমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে কোন সুতোয় তুমি রেখেছ বেদে মোরে
এতক্ষণ শুনছিলেন হে রাসুল একটি বাংলা নাসি বা হাফিজ মিসাল। দেখতে দেখতে আমাদের সময় প্রায় শেষ। নেক্সট যে নাসিটা আমি প্লে করতে যাচ্ছি সেটার নাম হচ্ছে আল্লাহ ইজ মাই লর্ড বাই মার্সিফুল সার্ভেন্ট, এবং তারপর আমরা একটি ডিসকাশন শুনবো হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স আফটার দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড এন্ডস এন্ড দ্য পার্সপেক্টিভ অফ ইসলাম। ইনশাআল্লাহ নেক্সট উইক আবার কথা হবে, দেখা হবে। টিল দেন ভালো থাকবেন।
So death comes and there's different endings. And then you're placed in the grave, alone in the darkness of the grave. And both the living above the surface and the dead below the surface are moving towards an inevitable day, the day of judgment. The Rasul said, how can I relax? The custodian of the trumpet has lifted it to his mouth. Focused, attentive, when will the Lord decree that I blow the trumpet? But before its advent, the Prophet told us the signs will appear. That when these come to pass, know that the hour is close. Both major signs and minor signs, and the small signs multiple. In one hadith, amazing hadith, a stranger comes into the gathering of the Rasul. And then he says, tell me, O Muhammad, about the hour. So he said, the one you're asking doesn't know more than the one who was asking. So then he says, tell me its signs. So he says, when a lady gives birth to her master. It was unheard of then. They lived in servitude of their parents. And then the second sign, when you see the barely clothed, barefooted, destitute shepherds and goat herders competing in the heights of buildings. So I researched, who is competing in the heights of buildings? The tallest building on earth today, where is it? Dubai. When the barefooted, destitute will compete in the heights of buildings. So I said, maybe coincidence. A few years before that, the clock tower of Mecca. And now the Saudis have thought, let's make another one. 1 kilometer in the air. Who would have thought at the time where they used to build with pebbles, houses that barely had roofs, that they would compete in skyscrapers? The small signs, the scholars say, is almost done. There's just a few left. Then comes the big signs. How will they come? They are like beads on a necklace. When it gets cut, they will follow one after the other. The Dajjal comes. Masih comes. Isa alayhi salam. Ya'juj and Ma'juj come. The sun rises from the west. A landslide in the east, a landslide in the west, and one in the Arab Peninsula. A fire that will start from Yemen. The major signs is what we're waiting for. But when the Amr comes, blow the trumpet. When the trumpet is blown, whatever's in the heavens and earth will be destroyed. When the first trumpet is blown, the earth rises. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, not just the flat earth, the mountains rise. And they are shaken one shake. And mountains, the gigantic, will fly around like pieces of scattered wool. And you look up, the heavens are starting to tear. And you look at the sun has gone dark. And the stars lose their shine. The stars start to fly around. And you look at the oceans. And the oceans erupt. As in the waves will burst. And then it will be on fire. Like it will be an explosion, an ignition. So this is what happens. The creation changes. The mountains fly about. The earth is destroyed. Buildings come crumbling down. Everything that you know is in utter ruin. And it's the most catastrophic day in the existence of creation. And this is the first blow.
The duration between the first blowing of the trumpet and the second blowing of the trumpet is a duration of 40. Whether it's 40 minutes, 40 hours, 40 days, 40 years, 40 thousands of years, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows better. But then what happens in between the two blowings of the trumpet? There is a weak narration that says every single living thing and every single human being, jinn, animal and angel will be dead. Except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees not to die. So the scholar said, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees not to die are angel, Jibreel, Israfil, Mikael, the eight angels that carry the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the angel of death. So the angel of death will come to Allah and he'll speak to Allah and say, Ya Allah, all your creation is dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, and who stayed alive? And Allah knows better. So the angel of death will say, Ya Allah, it is only angel Jibreel, Israfil, Mikael, the eight angels that carry your throne, and you and I, Ya Rabbil Alameen, are alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command for the death of Jibreel, Israfil, Mikael. So the angel of death will say, Ya Rab, all your creation is dead. So Allah Azza wa Jalla say to him, and he stayed alive. So the angel of death will say, Ya Allah, it is only the eight angels that carry your throne. You and I, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the death of the eight angels that carry his throne. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the soul of the angel of death for no living thing to exist except Allah. After Allah Azza wa Jalla granted every single creation of his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start asking questions. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, where are those with pride? Where are those with glory? To whom is the kingdom today? No response comes back to Allah. And who's dead to respond back to Allah? Everyone is dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the second time. Where are those with pride? Where are those with glory? To whom is the kingdom today? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the third time. Where are those with pride? Where are those with glory? To whom is the kingdom today? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer himself, the true Lord and only Lord, and no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the irresistible, the most powerful one.
And then after Allah Rabbul Izzah sends down water, and this water is like a sticky, gooey substance, and through it and from it, Allah Rabbul Izzah remakes the bodies of men, and you are made whole, but you're under the ground. And then orders Israfil, come up again, Israfil. So the blower of the trumpet is resurrected. He comes up. And then he tells him, blow again. And he blows again. And they get resurrected. The land is a different land. The ground is white. The land is barren. It is flat. The mountains have been shifted. And how are they resurrected? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised, like the day you were first made and the first time. And as they come out of their graves, there is darkness. The sun comes a mile away from the heads of humankind. And humankind are in that heat and they start to sweat. So some stand in puddles of sweat up to their ankles, some to their knees, some to their waist, some to their shoulders. Some people are drowned in it, based on the wrong that you have done. And how long will the day last? 50,000 years.
People will flock to Adam alayhi salam. Oh Adam, you are the prophet of Allah. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy upon us. So what would Adam say? Go to Nuh. So then people will flock to Nuh alayhi salam. Oh Nuh, you are the messenger of Allah. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy upon us. So Nuh will reply to them the way Adam replied to them. Go to Ibrahim. So they'll go to Ibrahim. And they'll say the same thing they said to Nuh and Adam. And Ibrahim will say to them, go to Musa. So they'll flock to Musa and same thing. So they'll flock and resort to Isa alayhi salam. So Isa again says to them, go to someone else. I'll tell you who to go to. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So people will resort and flock to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah. It's too hard for us. Ask Allah to make it easy upon us. He'll reply to them and he'll say to them, I am the one that's made for this moment and for this day. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go under the throne of Allah and prostrate under the throne of Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'll supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with supplications that I've never ever supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with before. Allah Azza wa Jalla will inspire the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to supplicate with those special supplications during that special time. And while the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prostrating under the throne of Allah, supplicating to Allah, seeking Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness and mercy upon his ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe and the Lord of the Day of Judgment, he will call upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muhammad, put your head up. Ask, you'll be given. Intercede, we'll accept your intercession. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam will put his head up, and then he'll stand up from his prostration. He'll say, Ya Rab, my nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Muhammad, O Muhammad, we will take out of the hellfire anyone from your nation that had iman equal to a seed of wheat. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask Allah for more. So he'll prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jalla the second time. And he'll supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla with supplications they had never supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jalla with before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Imam Muhammad, put your head up, ask, you'll be given, intercede, will accept your intercession. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand up from his prostration. And then again he'll say, Ya Rab, my nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the second time will say to Muhammad, O Muhammad, we will take out of the hellfire from your nation anyone who had iman equal to the weight of an atom. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will seek for more. So he prostrates to Allah the third time. And he supplicates to Allah azza wa jal with a supplication that he had never supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with before. So Allah azza wa jal will call upon him, Oh Muhammad, put your head up. Ask, you'll be given. Intercede, we will accept your intercession. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam will stand up from his prostration. Ya Rab, oh Allah, my nation, my nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Muhammad, Oh Muhammad, we will take out of the hellfire anyone that had ever said, La ilaha illallah.
The angels start to pour down, row after row, group after group, on this plain land. And then the Hamalatul Arsh come, and mankind move towards the place where they will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzah, and will be made accountable for their deeds. And they will be lined up one line. There isn't a word being uttered. And Jahannam has been brought, being pulled with 70,000 chains trying to control it, and each chain being handled by 70,000 angels. And when Jahannam sees creations, it hisses towards them, angry because the Lord of Jahannam is angry. And then in this situation, Allah Rabbul Izzah beckons Adam, Ya Adam. So Adam says, at your beck and call, Ya Rab, all good is in your hands, Ya Rab. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, separate the portion of hell from your children. And what is the portion of hell? So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, from every 1,999 for the fire. And as the utterance comes, the hair on the head of babies will grow gray.
Don't be certain and be certain you have come to us individually, like you were created in the first place. Rather, you have claimed that we will not make for you an appointed time, Yawm al-Qiyamah. The book shall be placed, and then you'll see the criminals. They are afraid of what's in it because they know the wrongdoings they have done. They're terrified of what's in their record of deeds. And they will say, woe to us. What is it with this book? It does not leave any big deed or small deed except that it is recorded. And they're going to find that which they have done present in front of them, and your Lord does not oppress anyone. The people, they will be given their books, either on the right or the left or behind their backs. As for the one who is given his book on his right hand, he will say, look, here's my book, read my book. He's going to be proud, happy, rejoicing. As for the one who is given his record on his left hand, he will say, I wish I was not given my record. He's going to wish that he was destroyed. He's going to say, all that which I possess in this world, it did not benefit me. It has all been destroyed. And he's going to be shackled up and thrown into the punishment of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The criminals will be told, read your book. Your nafs is enough of witness against you. Read your record. You've done this. And then after that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, once he has done the hisab, the next stage it is al-mizan, where the deeds are weighed, they're placed on the scale. Allah has asked for the one. The scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. And as for the ones that their scales are light, they are the ones who have lost themselves. They're the failures, the losers. And they're going to be in Jahannam forever. That fire, it is going to blaze and burn off their faces to the extent that even their lips are burnt off and it looks like they're smiling because they have no lips, their teeth are exposed. That is the situation. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says, we're going to place the just scales on the Day of Judgment. And not a single soul is going to be oppressed in any way. Even if it's an atom worth, it's an atom weight of deed, Allah says, we're going to bring it. And then after that stage, the people, they're going to be put into groups, those who are drawn close. And the second party are the people of the right. And the third party are those who denied, who are from the misguided ones. Those three parties. And the people will be distributed based on who they were like in this world and who they followed and who they loved. If you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions and the righteous and you followed them, you'll be with them yawm al-qiyamah. And if you love the evil people and the disbelievers and the wrongdoers, you'll be with them yawm al-qiyamah. They'll be told, guide them to the path of al-jaheem. And this is the next stage, that after the people are gathered into different parties and the righteous will be all together, and then they will be granted light based on their righteous deeds. And the hypocrites will also be following the believers, and they will have utter darkness, no light at all. Allah said, the day you're going to see the believing man and the believing woman, that light is going to be in front of them and on their side, their right. They're going to have light around them. But we said to them, glad tidings to you. Today, you're going to have gardens of paradise. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, the day that the male hypocrites and the female hypocrites are going to say to the believers, wait for us. Give us some of your light. It'll be said, go back and search for light for yourself. And then there'll be a wall, barrier placed between them. And then once that happens, now they go to the next stage. And this is the stage that they're going to a bridge. This bridge, the Prophet ﷺ, he described it. It is as thin as a hair. It is as sharp as a sword. Every single one of us is going to cross that bridge. Amongst the people are those who are going to cross it as fast as light. Amongst the people are those who are going to cross it as fast as a horse. Amongst some of those who are going to cross it as running, walking, crawling. And some will fall into it based on your righteous deeds. Then the believers, they cross that bridge. Once they cross that bridge, they get to a stage, and this is one of the final stages before they enter paradise. It is where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He gets back all the rights of the people for each other. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is going to make sure that everyone gets their rights back. And then on top of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla removes all ill feelings and all of hatred and jealousy and all those bad feelings that were in the hearts from their hearts. And then after that, it is a matter of entering paradise. It will be said to the people of Jannah, there is life forever, eternity, no death. They enjoy it forever. Everything the eye is pleased by, everything they desire, they have it. And the angels are going to enter upon them from every gate. It will be said to them, peace be upon you for your patience in this world. And that's the point. All of this they attained is due to their patience. The patience they had in this world. That they were patient with the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Being patient in refraining from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prohibited. Being patient with the painful decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because they know that this world, it is temporary. And they're going to go to that home of the hereafter, which is eternity. And they're going to be happy forever there. They know that. So they're patient, working hard and striving for that. They're going to be told by the angels, peace be upon you due to your patience.
Stream it, listen on.